The top nutritional and health secrets you probably didn't know. I'm Dr. Amy Shah, and welcome to another episode of Save Yourself. This is a podcast where I give you my best nutritional, gut health, hormone, and medical expertise to help you save yourself. Because honestly, no one's coming to save you. You have to get up and save yourself. Today, we're going to be talking about the top three nutritional and health secrets that you probably didn't know. And why do I know this? Because on social media, I'm at FastingMD. I post a lot of nutrition and health advice. I had to pick the top three things that keep coming up over and over again because people either didn't know about it, want to know more about it, or feel that it's such a secret that they wish they knew earlier that it becomes one of my most popular posts. So I wanted to kind of condense that down into one episode for you. So if you're someone who's new to my social media site, who doesn't follow me on social media, who's never heard of me before, who's never heard of these tips before, you have a place to go that all these top three tips are in one place. So thanks again for watching, for reviewing, for subscribing. I'm so grateful for you. I'm a newbie on the block, and I'm so happy that if you find value in it, that you can leave me a review or a comment. I read all of these, so I'm super excited to see what you have to say and suggestions for future episodes, etc. I wanted to thank our sponsor, Truly Nutrition. They're actually giving 50% off their wellness shots. They're so delicious. They're turmeric and ginger and black pepper, and it tastes so good. It's a powder you can mix with water. Really great way to enhance your day or enhance whatever water you're drinking. I started to use it when I travel, but I also use it just for fun, like, you know, before parties or before a day that I know is going to be a busy day. Wellness shot is delicious. I actually look forward to having it. You can have it as a shot, or you can add it to your water that you're drinking anyways. I have it both ways. So if you use the code DrShah50, it's in the show notes, you can get 50% off. I want to thank them. That's so generous of them to give our audience that kind of discount. All right, so let's get into it. Before I forget, I also wanted to tell you that the stick packs for the chai latte that everybody's been asking for, these are travel single packs for the bestseller item that I have on the website, which is a sugar-free, healthy, gut-friendly chai latte, is now coming in a travel pack form, and you can get three for $5 and get our free guide with it. If you go to the show notes, you can get that info, or go to amymdwellness.com and check that out. All right. The number one secret that you probably didn't know is probably my most watched video on social media. And the funny story is my daughter is in that video, and she starts it out with saying, "Mom, why is there bread in the freezer?" And the funny thing is all her friends make fun of her at school, and they all, whenever they see her, they say, "Hey, Lara, why is there bread in the freezer?" And so she was laughing about it with me and saying, like, that's a way that they all tease her at school because of this video. But this video is really important because most people don't realize that when you put carbohydrates like bread, like potatoes and rice overnight in the refrigerator and then bread in the freezer, there are studies that show that it actually decreases its glycemic index. It changes some of those simple carbohydrates into resistant starch. What's so good about resistant starch? It's actually food for your gut bacteria. It improves your gut health, it lowers the glycemic index, and actually lowers the amount of calories that are absorbed by the body. So this is a super easy secret that you can do with any type of bread, sourdough, whole grain. You put it in the freezer overnight, and the next day you can toast it like you would normally. And instead of leaving your bread in the refrigerator, take each slice out and toast it, you know, by itself. And what that does is you're getting more resistant starch in that piece of bread. You're also lowering the glycemic index and the calories absorbed by your gut. And so you're getting kind of a triple whammy. Now, if you're doing this with potatoes or rice, you can do that in the refrigerator. So what that means is you make the rice as you would usually. There's a video on my Instagram if you want to just see all the instructions. It's ideal if you use a little bit of coconut oil when you're making the rice, and you cool down the rice quickly, and then you put it in the refrigerator and you keep it there overnight. And when you have it the next day, you can heat it up. And what happens to that rice is that some of that rice, some of that simple starch changes into resistant starch. And that improves the nutritional quality of that rice. It also decreases the calories absorbed of that rice. And it also increases the resistant starch. Same thing goes with potato and pasta. So this is a secret that can really help you. Now, this does not make them health foods. Doesn't mean that you can have all the rice, pasta, bread that you want and not be unhealthy, because we know that, first of all, there's nothing bad about bread, rice, and pasta, but it often is overeaten, and it's often eaten in the setting of a lot of unhealthy foods. So you really want to use this as a hack when and if you're eating it anyways. And you shouldn't necessarily add more unless it's part of your regular diet. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with them, but I don't necessarily consider them the healthiest foods. I try to limit the amount of bread, rice, and pasta in my diet. And so I would recommend you do the same. But this hack is a game changer, especially for those cultures that eat a lot of bread, rice, and pasta. Number two nutritional secret that is all over my social media, and I think a lot of people are so interested in it, is magnesium for brain health. Now, we know that eating 550 milligrams of magnesium in the diet every single day actually protects you from brain aging. We have a great study that, and many studies actually, that are looking at dietary magnesium levels and brain health. In a groundbreaking study, it was found that 550 milligrams of magnesium or more in the diet is protective for your brain. It helps your brain from aging. It reverses the age of your brain when you're consistently eating this diet high in magnesium. It's so crazy to think that something that as simple as magnesium can be so transformative for your health. Now, you might be asking, 550 milligrams of magnesium, that's impossible to get. How do I get that, you know, with just diet alone? It is really difficult to get with just diet alone. Beans and nuts and leafy greens are all things that have high magnesium counts. But you can also take a supplement like magnesium glycinate that I do, like magnesium threonate, which is also great for brain health. Just don't take the magnesium oxide because it's not very well absorbed. And number three secret that everyone is so shocked about all the time, it's a real secret for health, is sauna therapy. So I say sauna therapy, but I could actually say heat therapy in general. So hot yoga, hot baths, exercise in hot weather, and saunas have been shown to increase your growth hormone by up to 500%. So what's so good about growth hormone? It is your anti-aging hormone. It's your repair hormone. It's a hormone that we count as, you know, when you say beauty sleep, that's growth hormone. Growth hormone is often abused by athletes because it's so great at repairing torn muscles and helping you build a stronger physique. So, you know, HGH is something that people often call it because they're abusing it in sports, etc. This human growth hormone is something that goes down over age, and you really can't replace it by adding more. There's lots of side effects of adding more, and like I said, it's banned. But you can get your natural growth hormone by getting enough sleep, getting enough exercise, eating a healthy diet, and sauna therapy. All the data, pretty much all the data on sauna therapy comes from Finland. In Finland, it seems like a very big part of life is going to the sauna every single day. People have saunas available to them all the time. This is not true in the US and most other countries around the world. And so that's why I emphasize that it's any kind of heat therapy, because we think that the mechanism of action is that when your body, when your core body temperature is heated, there are things like heat shock proteins that are released. These heat shock proteins actually are stress induced proteins. So when your body is feeling heat, it produces these heat shock proteins. But these proteins in turn help us repair and renew our bodies. So it's like exercise, you know, you get a little stress on your system, but that in turn helps you in the long run. So heat shock proteins can be really, really useful in our long-term health. We've shown that they decrease mortality. They're really good for heart health, which is the number one killer for people in the world is heart attacks. And so they're preventative for cardiovascular disease. And the best data is from sauna therapy done in a dry sauna at 167 degrees Fahrenheit for, you know, four or more times a week. That was like the ideal scenario. Now, you can also get it with less heat therapy, and you can also get it from other forms of heat therapy, like hot baths, like steam rooms, like infrared saunas. But, you know, with infrared saunas, they don't get as hot, and so they don't raise your core body temperature as fast. So you might have to stay in longer. Some studies show double the time of a regular dry sauna to get some of the same benefit. But if you're getting a hot tub therapy or you're doing hot yoga, as long as you're raising your core body temperature, that's what you need to get the benefits of heat shock protein. So cardiovascular benefits, brain benefits, and this crazy growth hormone benefits. So those are the three nutritional and health secrets that you probably didn't know. I'm Dr. Amy Shah, and I want to thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're liking these episodes, please comment, please rate, please subscribe. I'm so grateful for you. You can find me at amymdwellness.com or at FastingMD on Instagram or TheFastingMD on TikTok. Want to really thank you for your time and attention and for your interest.